Park City Municipal is responding to the dire climate reports recently that indicate catastrophic economic and geographic outcomes are already occurring from the warming climate. Park City Sustainability Manager Luke Carton said the City Council challenged his team to find ways to be more aggressive with the city's carbon goals.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, released something called the SR15, just a fancy way to say they said there needs to be drastic change over the next 12 years to even minimize the impact of a warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. And people say 1.5 degrees Celsius, that's not much. If we went from 1.5 to 2 degrees, the amount of people who experience water stress, you know, just droughts and that side of it, increases by 50%. So every even tenth of a degree is a massive impact.
An added impetus to pushing the goal up is that Salt Lake City is the U.S. Olympic bid city, which, if selected by the USOC, would bring the Winter Games back to Utah. City officials have also remarked that their goal is to plan for a net zero Olympic Games.
The 2030 piece makes sense because it aligns us with, you know, as everyone heard, the potential Olympic bid. But also there's a couple other international pieces going in that direction, too. There is the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. Really interesting goals. I really suggest folks check it out. There's going to be a UN conference in Salt Lake City at the end of August that's going to focus on sustainable communities and cities.
Carton said the RFP going out this month will help reach net neutrality goals citywide. Municipal operations are on course to reach their net zero goal by 2020, and the announcement of a renewable energy facility to be built in central Utah is part of the plan. Carton said reaching the net neutral goal sooner rather than later has a substantial impact on the local economy.
Within Park City boundaries, we spend $24 million a year on electricity. If you add in diesel, gasoline, natural gas of not only what's in the community, but getting people to the community and then people who live here to work, it balloons over $240 million of annual energy spend on fossil fuels. And when you think of the gasoline and diesel, those dollars aren't staying in Utah. They're going to places that are politically unstable. They're going to Russia. They're going to Venezuela. And our goal is to say, all right, let's say it's $240 million. If we can tighten that circle in, let's say if we can recapture 10 or 20% of that within our community, all of a sudden that's $24 to $48 million staying within our community. So this isn't just, you know, saving the polar bears in metric tons of carbon, which people can't visualize. This could be a serious economic driver for our community, and it's setting us up for success.
Electric buses use huge amounts of coal-powered electricity at the charging stations. Once the renewable plant comes online, those buses will transition away from coal-fired power.
So the Electric Express, the number 10 line, that was a brand new bus line. So we weren't replacing any buses. We brought new buses online. So we expanded service. The new buses that are showing up literally in like a week or two, those are replacing diesel buses. So those will be replacing, you'll be going from a dirtier diesel bus to a quote unquote coal-fired electricity bus, if you want to view it that way. So we take the grid's carbon footprint, and then as the new renewable piece comes online, we can take the grid carbon footprint and slide in our kind of municipal operations carbon footprint for the 100% renewable.
The city still must use some diesel and gas-powered equipment. Carton said equipment like snowplows and lawnmowers are still big emitters, but city leaders are always looking for the best ways to combat greenhouse gas emissions. He said as the equipment evolves, they will pursue the transition to renewable energy. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.